Are you sick of the train and buses and all the public transport here in Sydney and around the country as well? In a few years, you might be able to board an Uber aircraft to get around Melbourne. Now, the ride-sharing company launched its plan to take to the skies as its annual at its annual summit in Washington, D.C. earlier this week, with Melbourne being the only city outside of the U.S. to take part in this trial. Now, test flights are due to start in 2020, and you could be able to live like the Jetsons and get around in an Uber aircraft as soon as 2023. Think about that. That is 4 years away. That is insane. Now, to find out more about how Uber Air will function as a new transport option in Melbourne, we're speaking this morning to Dr. Chris DeGruyter from RMIT University. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Now, as someone in the inner circle of Melbourne's kind of transport community, what's been the reaction this week to Uber's announcement that they're going to bring flying taxis to the city?
Yeah, there's been mixed reactions. So on one end, this announcement certainly broadens out the transport options that are available to people in Melbourne, and there's a lot of excitement around that. This is fantastic news for Melbourne as being put on the global stage for innovation and technology. And as you said, that's the only city outside of the US to be announced as a trial for this technology. But there are also questions from a transport planning perspective around what sort of trips is this going to be used for? Is it realistic? What are the safety implications? And a whole lot of other challenges around regulation as well.
Now, speaking of those questions, I guess the question on a lot of people's mind is one you brought up then, and it's what kind of trips will this service be used for? Do we know anything about that yet, or is it all a bit up in the air at the moment?
Yeah, it's still very early days, but if we look at how people in Melbourne travel at the moment, and it's somewhat similar in Sydney, half of all trips in Melbourne today are less than 5 kilometres in length. Only around 2% are more than 50 kilometres long. And if Uber Air is likely to service the more longer distance trips, then we're probably going to be servicing a very small proportion of the overall travel market. So this technology may not be used for everyday travel, for instance.
And if we think that it's not going to be used for everyday travel and it's going to be used by quite a small number of people, and I'd assume too, quite a wealthy part of the population as well. I can't imagine catching a flying taxi will be awfully cheap. Do you think that this will do much to help solve kind of urban transport congestion, or is it just going to be a fun little perk in Melbourne?
I think we have to look at the capacity of what these aircraft can carry. So what they're saying is that it would probably be around 3 or 4 passengers per vehicle. And so that's similar to a car. So you would need a lot of these aircraft up in the air to make a noticeable effect on traffic congestion on our roads. So it's very unlikely that we would see any difference in traffic congestion. But the other side to it, in terms of cost that you raised, Uber are actually advertising this as going to be the same cost as using an Uber Black.
Wow.
So this is their luxury car offering,
yeah,
which costs just a little bit more than a standard Uber X. So this is what they're advertising it as at the moment. It's yet to be seen what will happen, but in that sense, this could be available to a lot of people, not just the wealthy, high-end wealthy people in society.
Wow, that's really cool. I hope that is a reality when it all comes to fruition. Now, when the kind of traditional Uber cars hit cities all around the world, especially here in Australia, there was a lot of pushback from communities, especially like taxi drivers and people who were losing out on business when ride-sharing services came in. There doesn't seem to be an existing infrastructure for aircraft in this capacity. Do you think we'll see much pushback from any groups once this comes into Melbourne and comes into Australia?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because, with Uber, there was a lot of pushback from taxi drivers. And with Uber for the driving on the road, I mean, a lot of us have a driver's license, so in theory we could go out and become an Uber driver. But with Uber Air, you need to be a pilot. You would need special qualifications and a lot of training in how to operate one of these aircraft. And so that's going to limit the number of people that can do it. And in the future, actually, in the longer term, Uber have said that they would like, they're planning to start with aircraft that are piloted, but in the longer term, have them running autonomously, so you don't actually have a driver. So it's just the passengers in the vehicle and the aircraft takes you where you need to go.
Mm. Gosh, autonomous flying vehicles in Melbourne, autonomous metros in Sydney, it's all happening. It's very exciting to see the future of transport. It'll be really interesting to see how this one plays out. Chris, unfortunately, we have to leave it there, but thank you for your insight this morning.